In defense of the Attorney General,
the president says Jeff Sessions didn't do anything wrong.
The vice president and private email.
The charge of hypocrisy is absolutely accurate.
The future of airport security.
It's going to be a much faster process for passengers.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump says he stands by his embattled attorney general and says Democratic critics are conducting a total witch hunt. It all follows the decision by Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from any investigation into Russian interference in campaign 2016. We're live at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a statement and a series of tweets, the president calls Jeff Sessions an honest man who did not say anything wrong when he told a Senate panel in January that he didn't have communications with the Russians through the campaign. Last night, Sessions told Fox News,
I don't recall any discussion of the campaign in any significant way. It was in no way some sort of coordinating of an effort, doing anything improper.
But Sessions did have two chats with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. Yesterday, he recused himself from any investigation involving the election. Democrats say that's not enough. They wanted Sessions to resign, and they still want to see the appointment of a special counsel who can't be easily fired. Steve?
And some Democrats have gone so far as to accuse Sessions of committing perjury during his confirmation hearing for not revealing the Russian contact. The CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford says pressing that case would be an uphill fight.
I see no way Attorney General Sessions would be prosecuted for his testimony. I mean, to be convicted of lying to Congress, you have to give testimony that you know is false. And Sessions said that he was thinking the question related to whether he had contacts in connection with his role as a campaign surrogate, not as a U.S. senator. So in that context, and when you look at the actual questions, his statements would not be considered false under the law.
Well, Vice President Mike Pence used a private email account to conduct state business while he was governor of Indiana. And the Indianapolis Star reports that while that was legal, the account was hacked. On Skype, political scientist Larry Sabato says that gives opponents political ammunition.
It's clear that because Pence so severely attacked Hillary Clinton over and over again for having a private account that could be hacked, that he is vulnerable to criticism for having had a private government account that was hacked.
A spokesman says Pence switched accounts when the first one was compromised and he stopped using it after his swearing in. For the third time in the last 2 weeks, headstones have been toppled and vandalized at a Jewish cemetery, this time in Rochester, New York. Cemetery operator Michael Phillips says there was damage to about a dozen.
Monuments were purposely pushed over from their base, resulting in the stone laying face down in the ground.
Well, similar incidents have taken place at Jewish cemeteries in Philadelphia and outside St. Louis. A day after a California judge ruled the widow of the Orlando nightclub gunman could be released ahead of her trial, a Florida judge has now stepped in. We're live in Orlando with CBS's Peter King.
And Steve, that federal judge here says Noor Salman should stay in jail while he decides whether or not she should be let out while awaiting trial. The California court had said that there wasn't enough evidence to hold her, but prosecutors say all they needed was an indictment because terrorism was involved. Salman has pleaded not guilty to helping her husband as he planned the shootings. She faces life in prison if convicted.
In Tecumseh, Nebraska, two inmates died in a state prison uprising that saw inmates battling with guards and a fire set in a courtyard. There's now a lockdown, and prison officials have not revealed other details. There's been more U.S. air action in Yemen. CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest.
This is the second consecutive day of raids, more than a dozen, and one of the targets was reportedly the home of an al-Qaeda leader. More than 20 airstrikes were carried out Thursday, targeting al-Qaeda positions in southern Yemen.
At least 12 suspected al-Qaeda members were killed in yesterday's attacks. Dashcam video has emerged from a fatal police encounter in Harris County, Georgia. It happened in 2015 after a high-speed chase involving teen driver Nicholas Dyksma. CBS's Mark Strassman says his family, which has filed a civil suit, wants criminal charges.
Deputies smashed his window, tased him, pulled him from the truck, and threw him to the ground and cuffed him. One deputy put his knee on the back of Dyksma's neck for roughly 40 seconds. A few minutes later, they noticed the teenager had stopped moving.
Hey.
Deputies didn't start CPR until nearly 10 minutes later.
It is heartbreaking to imagine what happened.
Nicholas's mom, Tammy Dyksma, can't bring herself to watch the video.
You feel as though your son was executed?
Yes. They were really rough with him. I think they were brutal to him.
Nicholas's autopsy report listed three causes of death: use of the stun gun and compression to the neck and torso. It also says the third cause was methamphetamine intoxication.
Well, the latest unlimited data plan is not from a wireless carrier. It's from an auto company, General Motors. Here's Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Detroit.
4G connectivity allows live streaming of backseat video and can turn a vehicle into a mobile office. But OnStar's Laura Thornton says paying by the gigabyte meant that only 15% of those with connected cars took the service.
That was the biggest reason why people were canceling our plans, because they would get to a certain point and say, you know, I didn't know I used all this data.
With more wireless carriers offering unlimited plans, more car companies are expected to follow GM's lead. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News. Detroit.
For air travelers, the TSA is considering new scanners for carry-on luggage that could speed up security lines. They produce 3D images similar to medical CT scans, and with expanded imagery, it could mean things like laptops could remain inside bags and fewer bags would have to be checked after they've been screened.
As the bag goes through the system, it's taking millions of data sets and using powerful algorithms, and that gives us the information we need to determine whether or not it's explosive material or it's innocent.
Michael Outstra is with one of five companies now making these scanners. The TSA says the machines need more testing before they can be rolled out. Jane Fonda says in her youth she was raped, sexually abused, and fired from a job for refusing to sleep with her boss. The Oscar-winning actress made the revelations on The Edit, part of an online fashion site. About the incident, she says, "I always thought it was my fault that I didn't do or say the right thing." At some high schools in New Mexico, sleep is on the schedule. CBS's Jim Shenevy explains.
Studies show the more sleep a person gets, the better their mood. If that's true, high schoolers in Las Cruces, New Mexico, will be more laid back, literally. New Mexico State University is using a $128,000 federal grant to study the relationship between sleep and mood, and the money is being used to place sleep pods in the high schools. Students can recline, relax, and listen to music. Those who are involved in arguments or altercations could be assigned 20-minute power naps before they can return to class. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
Well, for people who lose sleep because they're playing video games, Nintendo today introduces its highly anticipated new game machine called Switch. It's a hybrid that works on a home console and on tablets for on-the-go action. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.